Good morning, Alert Bay. I just want to acknowledge that we're here on the territory of the Namgis First Nations and how glad I am to be here with them. This is just a summary of the meeting of the Alert Bay Village Council. It took place on Tuesday, May the 25th at the Legion. Everybody was present there except for Councillor Granger. We went through all the regular stuff, adopted the agenda, the minutes for the last meeting, and that was all done, and the meeting began. We had no petitions and delegations. Correspondence for Action, City of Courtney had a request for support to help the city's lead campaign. I was a bit concerned about this because they're talking about regulations for new buildings, which is fine, environmental regulations, but they're also talking about the ability in the future to kind of control buildings that are already built. And I sort of see this as a kind of an attack on wood stoves, and I like having my wood stove, and our wood stoves are actually not an environmental danger, especially if you have a good efficient wood stove. We're part of the present carbon cycle. We're not sort of burning natural gas or petroleum that's been buried in the earth for millions of years. We're just burning trees that are part of the carbon cycle. So we want more information before we give our support. We had a tree cutting permit for 390 Poplar Road, and we agreed to that. Port McNeil, there was a request for support. It's an interesting part of the job. We get these letters where we're asked to support different municipalities and villages and different things. And it's interesting, we had two letters, one asking us to support the logging of old growth forests. And we had another letter from another community asking us to support their opposition to logging old growth forest. Well, we had a discussion amongst the council, and we all agreed that we don't really want to see logging of old growth forests. You know, they're so rare, why touch them? And so we did not send a letter of support. Again, a village of Gold River, there was a request for support for the working forests, and this item was received. The district of Tofino was the town that actually asked for implementation of old growth strategic review, and we did send them a letter of support. Alert Bay Public Library sent a thank you and a request for permission for their story walks, and it was moved and seconded that that we allow them to use the Lions Parks to do that. So there'll be more information about this next meeting. A tree cutting application permit, 87 Willow Road, Lot 3 Cedar Street, moved and seconded that upon submission of two separate tree cutting permit applications, one for 87 Willow and one for Lot 3 Cedar Road, the permits will be approved. And the building permit application on 87 Willow Road was moved and seconded that the application of the current bylaw be denied. The staff will contact the property owner to advise the exploration of a temporary use permit. So this person asked to be able to live in their RV while they build their house. Now, this is something that's in the upcoming revision of bylaws, and something that I agree that we should be allowing people to do this. But at present, our bylaws don't allow it. So I suggested that we actually do have the wording of this bylaw amendment made, and that we would read that at the next meeting, and then the following meetings it would actually become law, and then this would be allowed for this individual. So that's what happened there. There was a building permit application for 545 Cedar Street that, and we approved that. The renovation of the existing workshop for residents to be approved. Correspondence for information, Province of BC update from regional calls with Minister Osborne and Beer. Alberni Clayquot Regional District letter to Honorable Ketrin Conway. Spark BC Access Awareness Day. BC Emergency Health Services scheduled on-call staffing changes. And the Visitor Center had visitor stats, and we looked over those. There's check listings, Province of BC recreation sites and trails, a trail strategy review, Sierra Club BC, an invitation to a webinar, and several of us expressed an interest in attending that webinar. Province of BC just-in-time info sessions, BC major anchor attractions. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in a phone meeting with Mayor Dugas of Port Hardy. He attended two R&D regional district meetings via Zoom, attended the RD, attended a delivery leadership webinar, attended a meeting with Chiefs Phonic and the RCMP, attended the office for daily work and answered numerous emails and calls. He listened to my podcast and he had concerns with the accuracy of two of the statements that I have made. The golf cart initiative, one, he was... So, council reports, Mayor Buchanan participated in a phone meeting with Mayor Dugas of Port Hardy. He attended two regional district meetings via Zoom. He attended the regional district in-camera regular board meeting and a regular in-camera hospital board meeting via Zoom. And he attended a delivering leadership webinar, attended a meeting with Chief Svanvik and with the RCMP. And he attended the office for daily work and answered numerous emails. He listened to my podcast and had some concerns. Two of the things that he was concerned about. One was the golf cart initiative, where I stated I was not supported by council. The statement's not entirely true. There are questions and concerns that need to be addressed, but until all of the questions are answered, public engagement is done, and the matter is voted on, it's not possible to know what the results are in advance. Well, I guess he's entitled to his opinion too, but I don't feel the council has really been supporting me greatly in this. Actually, they tabled the issue, you know, a number of meetings ago. So what does that say? The BC Hydro LED light project, where I stated that I wanted to have motion sensor streetlights. I mean, I'm and the council is not in support of this idea. Well, they have, several of them have expressed opinions against the idea of motion-sensitive lights. BC Hydro isn't really considering motion-sensitive lights, but if you think about it, I think a lot of people in this community don't like streetlights. And I've lived in communities before where we actually opposed putting streetlights into parts of the communities. Motion-sensitive lights are really a great idea because they're off. And they're only on when somebody is present, a vehicle or a pedestrian. So anyway, that's where that stands. So Councillor Gordon, he spoke with a builder contractor who's done a large renovation and an addition on homes in Swantula. Building permit was received from the regional district. However, there was no requirement for home warranty courses. That's interesting because now we have to do that, and I've expressed my opposition to this whole program of the owner-builder certification program. And so it's interesting that Swantula doesn't have to do that. I don't know. I actually spoke with the registrar of that program to ask if we could exempt ourselves, and she said no. This was a provincial requirement. I did, this is my report, I did more research on the library space issue. I contacted our chief exec here, Lyle, and got more information on Village Foreshore leases and possible funding sources to upgrade the current building or build new buildings. We're going to meet, we have a committee of three of us that are looking into this, and we'll make a recommendation. The library certainly does need more space. I spoke with an engineer from the transport provincial area about golf carts. The Motor Vehicle Act was amended this year, and it allows for zero emission vehicles, neighborhood vehicles, to operate in communities where the speed limit is 40 or under. I thought, this is perfect. Hey, here we go. But when I asked her, are modified golf carts with brakes and headlights and tail lights and everything and seat belts, are they considered zero emission vehicles? She said, no. It's just, It's crazy. Anyway, so now the only thing that we can do is that we could ask through our MLA, we could have an order in council that would designate this community, Alert Bay, as a golf cart community. So we've begun that. Otherwise, I found about that speaking to the director of BC Transportation. I spoke with a member of the Nawak Healing Society on the use of golf carts. They think they're a wonderful idea and are in full support, and said that they might actually purchase several of them too. They also support the idea of adding some sort of lighting system to the runway here, which would bring more air traffic in. And these lights don't have to be active lights. They could be actually reflectors, which is a really neat idea. Councillor McGregor, she participated in a delivering leadership webinar. I participated in that webinar too. She listened to the podcast and had some concerns too. She thought it was divisive. We're all entitled to our personal opinions, but council has to act on behalf of all residents. I certainly agree with that. As I pointed out to council, we need to. That's our job. Our job is to actually listen to what the people want and give them. You know, if a majority of people didn't want to have golf carts, then I would abandon the idea of golf carts. But we've had really strong support. anyway, she expressed her opposition to my podcast. So we had Kane Gordon, fire chief. The fire truck has been requested for a grand parade on June 19th, and again for a graduating VIU graduating with honors on June 24th. He spoke with the program officer from UBCM on the fire department grant, and she has confirmed that we can spend the funds and submit receipts out of the grant. The airport lighting may be eligible for funding application intake in the fall, and within the grant application it could be stated that when surrounding communities were evacuated in the past, they came to Alert Bay. I also made a comment that the fire department did a great job on the cleanup and the effort at the property across from the government dock. Lyle McNish had a report about he presented council with a report on the foreshore leases that are in the area where we could actually have a new building for the library or visitor center, and he's looking into that and looking into the funding too. There were no questions from the public because, of course, public isn't able to attend yet. I'm looking forward to the day when people can come. He also there were no issues actually that we had to go into camera, nothing that we had to sequester ourselves away to discuss. And so the meeting was adjourned and we closed at about 6:23 p.m. So thanks very much.